Greetings from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. It's Leon Day at the North Pole, and a lot is happening this weekend and in the weeks ahead with Christmas in July. Fresh back from vacation and here to update us with some North Pole news is my radio partner and Santa's Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy Crash. We talked today for the first time in a few weeks as we were both out on vacation, and we learned in our North Pole chat today that Flight Command gave us both a bit of a cold shoulder when we independently visited to see what was going on. Have you since returned to Flight Command, Crash?
Hi, Frank. Yeah, I'm reporting from outside Flight Command right now, in fact, and that's fine because the weather's terrific, but the truth is that now they won't even let me in the building.
Did you talk to anyone, Crash? It's a little unusual for them to be buttoned up like this, isn't it? Since we discovered this in our chat this morning, we've been bombarded with questions about Flight Command right now.
You know what I think it is, Frank? I think it's just the early season jitters. I've noticed a real big difference about the feel of things at the North Pole when I got back into town this week. Everyone's going back to work, and they're kind of serious about it, and I think that's normal, Frank. We have a lot of work ahead of us in the second half of the year, as we do every year, and I think everyone is just focused on doing good work.
But Crash, do you call North Pole Flight Command locking out the new staff doing good work?
Well, you're right, Frank, of course, but honestly, I don't think anything is going on over there. I know a lot of elves that work in Flight Command, Frank, and they're good guys. Some of them are even really good friends. I don't think that they would mistreat us on purpose.
What are you saying, Crash?
I just think nothing's going on, Frank. I think many of those guys got back to work after vacation, just like you and me, and they're just showing how serious they are.
I still don't get it.
Well, look, Flight Command is run by Elf Buck Sanchez, Frank. He's former military. Now, let's say you're Buck, and you want to get off on the right foot for the second half of the year. What are you going to do?
Well, I guess I would try to get people as focused as can be, especially with a department as big as Flight Command.
And that's just right, Frank. I think that's all that's going on here. There's nothing secret or even special about what's going on over there, Frank. We're 6 months away. The test flights haven't even started yet. I think Elf Buck has just scared those guys into hitting the ground running, and, well, they're pumped up, Frank, like they're headed into the Super Bowl.
So you don't think we're on the precipice of breaking news there?
Well, what could possibly be going on during the last week of June, Frank? They've got lots of new test sleighs lined up over there. The test flight pilots are mostly back, and the test flight reindeer are starting to come in. All the equipment's been worked on and double-checked, and Flight Command is sparkling clean. So what is there to report? And what is there to do for those guys other than to get them on their toes and get them all stirred up? I've talked to every senior elf I know, and I even talked to Santa too, and there's not a one of them that even gives a hint of anything going on over there.
What did Santa say?
Oh, he just laughed, Frank, and he advised me to smack a few of those guys up the side of the head with the mud ball during our upcoming snowball fight.
Okay, Crash, good luck with that event, and send them a messy one from me, will ya? From the North Pole Newsroom, where we stand ready to send out a lot of real breaking news in the weeks ahead, I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.